I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Russia is about to crack down on religious freedoms under the guise of anti-terrorism. If accepted as is, this could have a devastating consequence for groups like Slavic Gospel Association. SGA spokesman Joel Griffiths says,
it looks like missionary activity would be off limits to anybody but representatives of registered organizations or groups or individuals who have entered into formal agreements with such bodies.
It is unconstitutional, and more religious leaders are speaking up about it. A concluding thought, even if the law passes, this is a church body that won't give up.
They've operated under very difficult conditions before. They survived atheistic communism and the persecution they endured there. So they know what it's like to pay a price for their faith, and they're going to continue on with their ministry regardless of what happens.
And not too long ago, the Emoji Bible app was released, and many have questioned this app's legitimacy as God's Word. Carl Muller with Biblica says,
sometimes in our desire to be relevant, we miss the fact that God has chosen to give us his salvation message and his life message in the form of words. And that's why Bible translation is such an important work, because we're taking the eternal word of God, the God's revelation of his truth to us that was given to us and bringing it to modern languages. It's a very important task that we get that right.
While the Emoji Bible may be fun, it's becoming clear it's not the sustainable Word of God. To learn more about the Emoji Bible app and what Biblica has to say about it, just visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Join us on a PrayerCast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations in prayer. You can get the details at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.